Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is Cecilia.
Hey guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 this is January.
节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
没错，这些奖品呢都是我们老师为大家精心所挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且是你花钱都很难买到的哦。所以坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者是用好我们的早安周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。哎，谢谢，告诉你一个好消息，你最喜欢的动画导演宫崎骏He's coming out of retirement with another movie.
Yeah, I read about that in the news and I'm so excited.
Yeah, I can tell from the look on your face. You've been waiting for this moment for so long, haven't you?
You bet I have, 因为我真的太喜欢他了。我对电影最初的喜爱可以说就是从他的《千与千寻》萌芽的。It's like my spark film.
Is it your favorite movie?
It is one of my favorite movies and definitely my favorite animated movie.Jen, 你看过他的电影吗？
我看过两部，《千与千寻》和《哈尔的移动城堡》。And I do find them beautiful and fascinating.
Yeah, I feel I just can't stop once I start talking about his works.
Hold on, you will have enough time. 那先提醒一下大家，我们今天所有的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。Well, here's my first question. How old is Hayao Miyazaki?
He's 18 now.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he always appears with his white beard and white hair in this image of a benign grandfather. 记忆里面呢，他好像一直就是这个白头发白胡子的可爱老头啊，特别有亲和力，特别和蔼。那这个 benign, 它就表示善良的、和善的、慈祥的。
Yeah, or we can use another word.你刚刚也说 he's like a benign grandfather,所以呢我们也可以直接用 grandfatherly 这个单词来形容一个人非常的慈祥。
Grandfatherly, 像祖父一样的，就是非常的和蔼可亲嘛。But this grandfather isn't just a normal one. He is the Japanese animation legend. No artist has explored the contradictions of humanity as sympathetically and critically as him.
没错，我们小时候呢看到很多动画片里面只有好人和坏人。而在宫崎骏的电影里面是会去探索和展现人性的矛盾和复杂。Contradiction 就是表示矛盾和对立。And this embrace of contradictions may be why his movies, although beloved in the West, in some way thwart the Western mind.
是的，对于西方观众来说，宫崎骏的电影在带来震撼的同时呢，也带来了一种挫败感。Thwart 在这里呢，它是一个动词，它就表示阻挠或者说挫败某个人或某件事，相当于 frustrate。
Yeah, like when we say thwart somebody's plans, 它就表示阻挠某人的计划。
Right, back to our topic. The reason why we say Western mind will be thwarted is because they are used to Disney films and superhero films. 就是这种坏人都坏得明明白白的，然后正邪之间泾渭分明、势不两立的这种。
Yeah, but in Miyazaki's world, there are few outright villains or even truly bad characters. Only characters who do bad things.
对，宫崎骏的电影里面没有什么绝对的坏人。只有人做了坏事，那 outright 它就表示绝对的、彻底的，或者说完完全全的。所以呢，我们说彻彻底底的大坏蛋，就可以说 outright villain。
对，就拿你最喜欢的《千与千寻》举例 ，No Face, the gliding black shroud who eats people in Spirited Away, turns out to be simply lonely, and when soothed, spits out his victims。
是的，小的时候看无脸男啊，觉得老膈应了，但是其实他现在还是挺受欢迎的。而且呢，这个角色并不是一开始就有的。When Miyazaki was making Spirited Away, No Face was at first just a spooky passerby. Only later did Miyazaki decided to promote him to a major character.
对，所以无脸男呢，一开始只是一个路人甲，后来看到了他身上的潜质，才给他加了这么多的戏。这个形象呢，也确实怪吓人的。我觉得用 spooky 这个词形容他就非常的恰当。
Right, spooky, 它就表示怪异的、吓人的、阴森恐怖的。让人有一种毛骨悚然的感觉啊。
对，在读音上呢，我们要注意两个字母 O 在这里是发长音 U 的这个音 spooky。那这个动画都做到一半了，宫崎骏突然加了这个人物，感觉团队是不是多了好多工作量呀？一下，
对呀、啊，艺术家的队友们承受了太多啊。Later, the director of animation begged him not to draw any new characters, so he came up with the idea of Yubaba, 就是汤婆婆。 the cold-hearted bathhouse operator having a kind-hearted identical twin.
啊，这个真的太妙了，为了不再次坑队友啊，宫崎骏呢就给主角设置了一个双胞胎的角色，哎，这样长得一模一样就不用重画了。
但是这对双胞胎长得一样啊，性格却完全相反。One is cold-hearted, 就是冷酷无情的，铁石心肠的。The other one is kind-hearted, 非常善良的，心肠特别好的。
对，这样一想呢，其实有很多形容词加 hearted 这样的单词啊，像 warm-hearted, 热心的， hard-hearted, stony-hearted, 都是表示铁石心肠的。
对，我觉得真的很奇妙啊。虽然创造双胞胎这个角色是出于现实因素的考量，但是钱婆婆这个角色呢却成了神来一笔。 She turned out to be a crucial plot point
and a sounding of a favorite theme that in all of us there's a duality and the potential for both good and bad.
就是我们常说的一句话，善恶自在人心，就在一念之间，对吧？
And there is another thing I like about Miyazaki's films. So if you've watched these films systematically, you'll find his heroines outnumber his heroes.
是的，宫崎骏电影里面的主人公呢大多数都是女孩子， especially girls of an in-between age, no longer quite children and not yet women.
笼统一点就叫少女嘛。但是在那种传统的少女漫画当中， these girls were typically passive figures subject to romance narratives. 她们总是以被动的形象存在于过度浪漫化的叙事之下，类似于这种等待骑士拯救的少女呀，或者等待王子亲吻的睡美人啊。
Yeah, but Miyazaki's girls are different. They display formidable know-how and independence.
Right, they take on jobs, organize households, fight battles, and rescue boys from near death. 他们是强大的，能干的，独立的。那刚刚 Jen 说的这个 know-how, 字面上意思呢，就是知道怎么做。那其实就是指专业知识，实际经验，或者说某一种技能。
Yeah, although some of the characters are princesses, they resist the trappings of fairy tales. 比如说幽灵公主就并不住在城堡里面。
对，再比方说千与千寻里面的千寻啊。She is awkward and lacks the big eyes that traditionally signify beauty and vulnerability in anime.
And Sophie, the mousy girl in Howl's Moving Castle, she spends most of the movie in the guise of a stooped old man. Even when the spell is broken and her youth returns, her hair remains gray.
说这个女孩子 mousy 就是 mouse 老鼠的形容词，并不是说她长得像老鼠啊。
Yeah, it's to describe a shy and quiet girl without a strong personality.
就是那种安安静静、腼腼腆腆的感觉。那你刚刚说她头发变白的这个细节
，I guess it's a reminder that something has been forever lost, don't you think?
Yeah, even the most powerful magic.There can be no reset, no starting over.
Right, and what I like about these girls is that they did what they needed to do all matter-of-factly, without even trumpeting notions of girl power.
是的 matter-of-factly, 在这里呢是做副词，表示平静的，实事求是的。它的形容词原型 matter-of-fact 意思跟 unemotional 非常的接近，就是形容这种平静的，不动感情的，冷静客观的状态。
对，其实我就是想说这些女性角色美好品质的展现都是自然而然的，甚至都没有去宣扬这种女权精神啊，她们只是很平静地做着她们该去做也一直在做的事。
So Cecilia, if you are to describe Miyazaki's films in one word, what word will it be? Gorgeous? Profound? Bonus? Impossibility?
Yes, yes. But above all, I want to say his films are comforting.
宫崎骏他自己也说了啊 ,The mission of his films is to comfort you, to fill in the gap that might be in your heart on your everyday life.
对，那他的电影呢确实是有治愈人心的力量，特别是像我们这些成年人啊，其实比孩子们更需要他的治愈。所以每一次宫崎骏宣布退休，大家都要 emo 一次，觉得自己的青春就结束了。
Yet here he is now making a new film, such a blessing. 那我们就一起期待老爷子的新作快快到来吧。那今天就聊到这里啦，最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 So thank you so much for listening. This is Cecilia.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。